It is said, well, you can't win them all, but you know through God one can win and one will win. Let's talk about victory today on the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned. On
Jordan's Sony. Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words and introductions. You'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast. And also greetings to each and every one of you, our audience, our friends of the International Gospel Hour broadcast. We've been online or over the air since 1934, and how grateful we are for you to tune in today for our study. You will find our work under the oversight of the elders of the West Fayetteville, Tennessee Church of Christ. Our address is P.O. Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee 37334. We'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Our toll-free phone number is 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988, and we would love to hear from you. Please feel free to give us a call and just tell us where you hear our broadcast. We'd love to know where our listeners are coming from and where they are. Also, our website is internationalgospelhour.com. Please go to our website, peruse it, look it over, and send us a message through our contact tab. Again, thank you for being with us today. One evening, several years ago, it was a vacation Bible school that focused on the mighty men of David, beginning in 2 Samuel 23, beginning with verses 8 and following. It's a wonderful account, and within that account of David and his mighty men, we note the expression in verses 10 and 12 of 2 Samuel 23, "The Lord brought about a great victory." That is an awesome statement. In the phrase "brought about," the Old King James Version has the word "wrought." The Lord wrought a great victory. Now, other translations may state the Lord worked a great victory. You know, I love that thought. The victory in the Lord, brought about, wrought about, worked a great victory. It reminds me of that wonderful text under the church at Corinth that with all the things before them that they needed to correct, they were guided and renewed by the words near the end of that wonderful letter. "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Well, this we know, dear friends, while man is outnumbered, God's people are never outnumbered, and today, the Lord will still bring about a great victory. Let's think on this today. Before we begin, we want to defer to our Jay Webb with a few words about our friends at HouseToHouse.com.
We at International Gospel Hour appreciate our co-laborers at HouseToHouse.com, an outstanding website with topic research, free materials, and an excellent media section. Check it out today at housetohouse.com, and please request a free copy of House to House, Heart to Heart. May this be of aid in your studies.
And friends, we hope that you will enjoy your free copy of House to House, Heart to Heart, and we hope that you'll enjoy that. So please check it out today, housetohouse.com. Let's talk about how the Lord works a great victory through one's faith. In 1 John 5:4, John says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." It reminds me of that old hymn, "Faith is the victory." Do you suppose that our faith has something to do with us being born of God? Well, absolutely. That's what 1 John 5:4 affirms. Do you suppose the blood of Christ has something to do with us being born of God? Well, absolutely. We note that from Revelation 12 and verse 11. Let me ask a third question. Do you suppose the Word of God has something to do with us being born of God? Well, absolutely. We learn that from 1 Peter 1:22 and 23. Now, do you suppose faithful living has something to do with us overcoming the world? Well, absolutely. Revelation 2 and verse 10 affirms to be faithful unto death. So, when you talk about our faith, involved within one's faith is belief in Christ, in His Word, and then taking His Word and move one toward obedience to the gospel. You see, faith alone does not save a person. We note that from James 2 and verse 26. And earlier in James 2:19, the devils believe and tremble. Those back in John 12:42 and 43 believed in Christ but did not confess Him lest they be thrown out of the synagogue. So belief should move one, and true biblical faith moves one to obedience unto God. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, "For without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So you see two words there in Hebrews 11, 6, come and seek. Faith is the beginning, and through one's faith the Lord will work a great victory. For faith moves one toward that obedience. Let's build on this with second. The Lord works a great victory through His church. Christ promised to build His church, and the gates of hell, or Hades, will not prevail against it, Matthew 16:18. In other words, the doors of death would never shut against the church or against Christ, as Peter affirmed in Acts 2, verses 24 through 33, his preaching on the day of Pentecost with the 11. It is a victorious kingdom through whom one is more than a conqueror through Christ, Romans 8:37. You may say, well, now wait just a moment, Brother Jeff. Are you saying the church and the kingdom is one and the same? Indeed, friends, listen. There is victory within the kingdom, the church, for Christ is the head of the church. Affirmed in Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, where God put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. We note later in Ephesians 4 and verse 4, there is but one body. Well, if Jesus is the head of the body, the church, and there is one body, God always intended through Christ there be one church. Colossians 1:18 affirms, and He is the head of the church, or He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. He is our King. 1 Timothy 6:15, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and a king must have a kingdom. And one should battle onward as a Christian wearing the armor of God, Ephesians 6, verses 10 and following. Dear friends, are you in the Church of Christ? Are you part of the church we read of in the New Testament? Are you on the victorious side? We simply hear, through our studies from International Gospel Hour, point people to the one church we read of in the Scripture. We know that one is affirmed, and that is right. We have no authority to send you to any other church or any other type of religious group or organization. We want to go back and look at the church we read of in the New Testament, the one Jesus promised to build, the one He purchased with His own blood, Acts 20, verse 28. That's the church which we want to be a part. Dear friends, let me pause here, because in our studies we like to pause and offer you an opportunity to do some studying on your own. We bring forth things throughout our broadcast that may prompt some thinking, and folks might think, you know, I want to study this a little bit more, or let me go back to the Bible and study. Well, dear friends, we're blessed to have a number of different courses we encourage. One of them is an online course. Well, I'll tell you what, our J-Web will come, and we'll tell you all about that course and how you can get that course absolutely free.
Our friends at World Bible School have a wonderful online Bible study available, and it is free. That's right, it's free. Please visit worldbibleschool.org and register. You will be provided a study helper who can answer questions and provide feedback for your lessons. Please sign up today. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org.
And dear friends, we hope that study will be of help to you. That's again at worldbibleschool.org. And now let's notice as we bring our studies to a conclusion that the Lord works a great victory, not only through one's faith and through His church, but over death. In Isaiah 25:8, the prophet of God said He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away all tears from all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. We are reminded that God is always in control. We talked moments ago about 1 Corinthians 15:58, 57, and 58, as we talked about that great victory in Christ Jesus. Might I back up a little bit more to where to the church, to the Christian, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:54 and following, "So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Dear friends, we ask, will we have this victory over death when we leave this world? Well, if we are prepared to meet the Lord, we have obeyed the gospel of Christ through simple faith in Him, repentance of our sins, confession of our faith, baptism into Christ, therefore added to His church, and walk a faithful life. Dear friends, if we are prepared and we're walking in the light, yes, we will. We know that death is an appointment, Hebrews 9:27. We must keep that appointment. And I do not want to envision nor think of the second death in Revelation 20:14 and 15, when one is cast into the lake of fire. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, friends, do you know where you will be when you die? We must have that victory in Christ Jesus, friends. And the Lord will work such a victory when we are obedient unto Him. Let's think on these things, friends. May our study offers today be of help to you. And we want to continue our studies together at another time. How blessed we are that you join us for our studies together from the International Gospel Hour. And we are indebted to you for tuning in. So, my friends, thanks for joining me today on this broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and as always, please keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.